Welcome to For the Good of Men podcast, a podcast that's presented to you by MenMD. My name is Ray, and I want to welcome you to our podcast. We're going to share information about conditions, treatments, and stories that impact men to help them on their health journey. Once a month, we're going to be releasing a new episode as we're going to dive deep into the world of men's health. From weight loss, fitness, and mental wellness to ED, BPH, and low T, we want to support all men on their wellness journeys. We're here to empower you to take control of your health one step at a time. We plan on sharing information about conditions, treatments, and stories that impact men with the goal of educating and entertaining. I've worked in the men's health space for almost 5 years and have developed a passion to want to help men find resources, information, and I'm happy you found us. This month's episode is all about embracing a healthier and more fulfilling life by focusing on weight management and how it's going to impact your life. With this being our first episode, I wanted to go into how we're framing our episodes each week. We're going to start each episode by talking about our main topic. We want to give you the basics so you can understand what we're covering together. I'll then get into some listener-submitted questions to get a deeper conversation. Working at MenMD, we get a lot of questions from our members, so I'll choose a few relevant questions each week to share here. All questions shared here are going to be anonymous, so if you'd like to ask a question, check out the link in our description for the best places to submit your questions. I'll then wrap up the show in one or three ways, by talking about a trending treatment or topic in the news, interviewing guests that work with MenMD, or interviewing experts in the field. For this episode, we'll kick it off by talking about weight. I'll then get into the relation of being overweight and the impact on ED. I'll then answer a few listener questions that I selected, and then we'll wrap everything up by discussing a product that has been sweeping the nation. All right, let's jump right in. To start off, let's talk about the differences between a healthy weight and being overweight. A healthy weight is defined as weight that's associated with low risk of weight-related diseases and health issues based on your body frame. Being overweight is a similar definition, but with a higher risk of diseases and health issues, while being obese is described as having abnormal or excessive fat accumulation that presents a high risk in your health. In any case, the goal is to have a healthy weight as this is going to minimize the risk to your health. But that's often easier said than done. If those definitions seem a bit vague, they're defined that way for a reason. Depending on your body size and frame, that goal weight is different for everyone. So let's chat about those briefly. Here are a few general height and weight guidelines I found. If you're 5'5", your ideal weight should be between 117 to 143 pounds. If you're 5'9", you should be between 144 to 176 pounds. And if you're 6 feet tall, you should be between 160 to 196 pounds. You can also calculate your body mass index by dividing your weight in kilos by the square of your height in meters. An ideal BMI for an adult man is between 18.5 and 24.9. Your doctor can also help you find your exact BMI if you're interested. If you'd like to view the charts I reference, I'll add a link to it in the episode description. The key takeaway here is that regardless of your height, the more overweight you are, the more your health can be impacted by your weight. Now let's talk about one of the main issues we tackle at MenMD as it relates to being overweight, ED. So what do we mean when we say ED? Erectile dysfunction is defined as the inability to achieve or maintain an erection satisfactory for sexual intercourse. It's critical to realize that more than half of men over the age of 40 report some degree of erectile dysfunction, and more than half of men who are overweight or obese report some degree of ED. So based on this, if you're 40 and obese, it's very possible you're also experiencing ED. Some of the indicators of ED include inability to get an erection, inability to achieve an erection strong enough for intercourse, or the inability to maintain an erection during intercourse. It could also include any combination of those outcomes. So now that we have the basics covered of ED and a healthy weight, it's time for us to jump into the main portion of the show, something I'm very excited about, Listener questions. Our first discussion question today is certainly one we see often, and it revolves around obesity and its role in erectile dysfunction. This first question comes from the live Q&A session during one of our recent webinars. This person asked, can ED cause by being overweight? This is a great question because according to our clinical staff, being obese raises the risk for vascular disease and diabetes, and those happen to be two major causes of erectile dysfunction. Also, it's thought that the presence of excess fat within the body damages blood vessels, which can contribute to ED. For men who are overweight, health issues such as diabetes and/or vascular diseases can dramatically affect your ability to achieve or maintain an erection. Even patients who are only mildly overweight often notice decreased erections as a result of poor circulation, hormone disruption, depression, low energy, and other factors related to their weight. This is something we hear about from the patient side often. We do hear this come up, and it's a great reminder that there is a lot that goes into maintaining your overall sexual function and health. Okay, moving right along with our next discussion question. This question came from a support case. This person asks, will losing weight help with ED? This is a great follow-up to the last question, but the obvious answer is yes, it will absolutely help. Let's look at this more in depth. So, being overweight or obese on its own can cause disruptions to a person's health. When excess weight begins to affect someone, he or she is at an increased risk of developing more serious conditions we mentioned before. Here's something interesting I read online from the Urology Center of Florida. Their study looked at the relationship between weight loss and ED and found that weight loss alone helps restore erectile function to over 30% of men who lost weight. The men who saw erectile function return lost an average of 33 pounds in a two-year period. That alone is a pretty telling statistic. So will losing weight help with ED? According to the experts, engaging in activities that promote a healthy weight goals will help restore function. Combine that with ED treatments and you'll get the best results in terms of restoring erectile function. Our last question today is one about a popular weight loss drug, semaglutide. This one was left on our voicemail by someone who's currently using semaglutide to lose weight. They're wondering, how do I become the most successful on semaglutide? In case you've never heard of semaglutide, I want to cover the basics about this product. Semaglutide is a prescription product used for long-term weight management. It is a peptide that slows down the movement of food out of your stomach. It targets areas of the brain that help regulate appetite and fullness, as well as reduces cravings for certain foods. According to our clinical staff, maximizing results with semaglutide requires titrating up in dose as you work towards a planned goal weight and then titrating down in dose along with a healthy diet and exercise plan to eventually discontinue the use of the product. When we say titrating, we mean to adjust the amount of drug being used, either by drawing more or less in terms of volume. You normally work with your doctor to develop a recommended treatment plan that utilizes titration. I think something important to point out with this one is that yes, semaglutide will help you reach your goals for overall weight loss, but it's imperative that you're dedicated to a healthy weight loss plan that involves both diet, exercise to reach your weight loss goals. As always, talk to your doctor before starting any weight loss treatments to make sure they're safe for you and your progress can be monitored by your physician. If you don't have a doctor or need help finding a specialist in your area, I encourage you to go to our physician finder to find someone in your area. You can do so by navigating to menabd.com/appointment. Thank you for joining us today as we explored the world of health and what can tamper your overall well-being. Remember, your well-being is a journey, and we're here to guide you every step of the way. Tune in next month as we continue to discuss the latest trends and innovations in the world of men's health. Until next time, take care and be sure to continue marching toward overall wellness.